Yes, they moved to number 5 Lower Morden Lane. Which is 5 new cottages there.
So that's the sort of second one in the middle.
The one with the bush in the middle, yes. Yeah. Mm. You took that quite recently, didn't you, Peter?
Yeah, last week. Oh. Just to prove they're still there.
Yes, yeah. But when I was younger there, they had... we had gas lights in the... one gas lamp in the living room. I think there might have been a wall bracket in the front room. I don't remember it, though. One in the kitchen and one upstairs in my parents' bedroom. But that was all the lighting. There was no electricity at all. Mm. Outside loo, which was sort of built into the back of the house. And a gas point for... oh, yes, it was a terrible thing. It was a gas point on the wall, which Mum had a gas iron... and she plugged it in, and the inside there was all the flames of the iron. And as she was ironing, you could see the flames in there. She didn't have it for long, but I mean, she had the flat irons as well. She used to. And there was a point in the kitchen where there was the cooker, and a point for a gas boiler.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but no electricity. And when after Mr. Hatfield passed away, and after the war, when they went to sell Grandad, they wanted my father to buy the house. He wouldn't, he kept saying, no, no, it's got no electricity, it's got, anyway, he made them put in electricity and do some modernising of different things before he would buy it. And they put in a light in each room and one point, that's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, we only had one point in each room, I'm sure.
No, I think there was only one point in the whole house. And it wasn't until after they'd bought it in, I think, 1948, that we had a bathroom. Mm. No, it was later than that.
Great.
You know, we used to just wash, you know, in the kitchen, a tin bath, you know, which nowadays, people think that that was... a long time ago that people were like that. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's a long time ago.
No. Because there were more rooms in the cottages, weren't there? Yes.
We had 3 bedrooms. 4 bedrooms, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know how many were in...
I think the end ones only had 2. But can't see why, because, you know, they look...
There's more...
And yet the middle cottages look smaller on the plans, yet they've got more rooms. I don't know how they squeeze it all in.
Because the stairs in the middle cottages... went up out of the living room, went up in a spiral and turned back on themselves.
Right.
But in the end ones, the stairs, the porches were on the doors were on the outside edges, and you went in and the stairs went up straight up. Although I used to go and play with Joan nearly every day, I never went upstairs. We never asked upstairs, you know. Play in the front room, out in the garden, you know.